વૃંદાવન ધામથી ઉદ્ધવ મોહી બ્રજ વિસરત નાહી. લોર્ડ સેડ ધીસ ટુ ઉદ્ધવ. આઈ કેનોટ ફોરગેટ વૃંદાવન. લોર્ડ ઇઝ ઇન મથુરા નાવ. યુ આર દેર ઇન વૃંદાવન ફોર 10-11 યર્સ performing various pastimes in the midst of all his loving, very, very dear devotees. Then a crew had come to Vrindavan to fetch Krishna Balaram. And Krishna Balaram, they were also kind of eager to go to Mathura, thinking this would be a very good opportunity, a rare opportunity. They had never been to any city before. They always stayed in the villages or in the forest on the banks of the rivers and top of the trees, climbing and playing flute, and the top of Govardhan mountain, like that, wandered all over Vrindavan. The city was Mathura, and when there was proposal of going to Mathura, they were very much willing to go to Mathura. So this is all external, to go to see the city. He is a village boy, he's a cowherd boy, stayed in Gokul, and then he stayed in Shaktavart, Chatikara. You know Chatikara? He had to go to Vrindavan then now. Then finally, residents of Gokul, they had gone to Nandagram. They were in Nandagokul before, and then they were in transit for some time, stayed in Shaktavart, and finally they had reached Nandagram, Nanda Maharaja's village. And all this time, Kansa was still looking for a child of Devaki. We were in Brajadham recently, just 10 days ago, I was in Brajadham. This is in Europe, in Hungary, in a country called Hungary. You get hungry sometimes, or sometimes you get angry when hunger is not satisfied. Hungry and angry. So we were in Hungarian farm, and it is named after Vrindavan. It is called Brajadham, and there's also Brajamandal, Brajadham Parikrama. Shivaram Maharaj had been working on establishing Braj in the west. So we were there with several hundred devotees. Niranjan Maharaj was also there, and we were going on the tour of Brajadham. There's also Radha Kund there, Govardhan in that farm. There's big Goshala in Nandagram. There's a Barsana, there's Sanket. You know Sanket? In between Barsana and Nandagram is a place called Sanket, where some indication of, where would tonight's Rasalila take place, for instance. Radha and Krishna, they would give some indication, some body language or some pointing fingers. No. They don't do it. We could only imagine how they would do Sanket and give indications. There's Sanket also in Hungary. So they were talking how, Krishna, residents of Gokul, Krishna stayed 3 years and 4 months in Gokul. Then they all crossed Jamuna with their ox carts and hundreds and thousands of cows. They made a bridge. How do you think they made the bridge? They just used the bullock carts. They just put one cart, and then they tied another cart to that cart, and another cart to that cart, and so they walked over or through the ox carts. And there are several bridges, several bridges, so they're all walking over. You couldn't think of a bridge like this. They had to cross the river, the emergency time, so they thought of this, using their cars. Whatever is at their disposal, they did not run to the steel or cement factory. And where is the architect, where is the engineer, Let's go to Pune. Lots of engineers there. They did not bother. They made their own bridge. It did not cost anything. They had carts. They had ropes to tie one cart to the other cart. And happily they crossed. But the cows would cross. They swam across. Coward men were carrying calf on their shoulders. And coward men were swimming with the calf on their shoulder. And as they swam, then the mother cow was swimming right behind. Now, you understand how this was working? So many coward men were carrying the cows on their shoulders, and the mother cows are swimming right behind. And so this way, cows also crossed. I don't need it. Right. And then they had, after crossing Yamuna, they were in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki. They were in Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Good to remember Vrindavan. Get out of Pune. Or get out of this world as we think of Vrindavan, where Krishna resides eternally. We meditate on Vrindavan. Dham, and in the context of Vrindavan, then we place Krishna. Not we place Krishna. Krishna is there. We hear about Krishna and Balaram. Then our bodies may still be here, but our soul is transported to Vrindavan. We also kind of go there and take a close look at Krishna's pastimes. Not yet qualified to enter pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, but we could watch, witness, and learn how everything works. Study Krishna. Krishna is the topic. We are the students, and what is the topic? Like you have different subjects. Physics, chemistry, biology, botany, is that. I was also studying all this one time. But for devotee of Krishna, Krishna is the topic. He's studying Krishna. He wants to become graduate, postgraduate. Krishna is the topic. Understanding Krishna. Every day trying to understand Krishna. You understand? Understanding Krishna. Knowing Krishna. Getting closer to Krishna. Developing some attraction for Krishna. More we know, more we are attracted to Krishna. Why are we not attracted? We don't know Krishna. If you would really know Krishna, you're really attracted to Krishna. He's all attractive. You will love Krishna, and you would like to serve Krishna. Because of ignorance, we don't care, but we don't know. Oh, who knows? Question being, who knows? Who has seen? Not those who would know Krishna. He's such a loving personality. So if you know him, you're going to be watering in the mouth. When it's your rasagulla, you're... The water begins dripping from your mouth. Could I have it? Could I get that? Just by seeing some eatable, you're attracted. You become eager, and some feelings, emotions are there. Just by smell, just by seeing it, a touch. You become eager to eat it, touch it. Krishna, even if Rasagulla is attractive, that is also because of Krishna. Originally, all attraction has origin in Krishna. So as we hear and we begin, we witness the pastimes of the Lord as we hear, as we study. So we see the Lord with the help of the ears more compared to see the Lord with the help of eyes. More seeing through the ears. The help of ears, we hear. So they all have crossed Yamuna, and they are in Vrindavan. And this is where Krishna, he wants to be cowherd boy. In Vrindavan he was only enjoying basically in Gokul, as a newly born child. He was mostly on the lap of Yashoda, or just in Nanda Bhavan crawling and playing. So Vatsalya Bhav, Vatsalya, the parenthood. That was basically the rus, the mellow that he had been experiencing. Then towards the end of Lord's stay in Gokul, he makes friendship with some of his friends, same age group. And then some stealing butter pastimes, makhan chori begins in Gokul. But that is for just in and out for a while. Krishna would spend time with the friends, other children, but mostly at home and with Nanda Baba, Yashoda and Rohini and like that. But as he had now come to Vrindavan, he wants to solidify his friendship with his friends. They are growing up, he is also growing, and he wants to go out and be useful to the family, go get a job. In the West we are doing kirtan a few times, like you are doing kirtan, and then some people, they were not understanding what was going on, and they thought these people are just unemployed, jobless, or they are hungry, so they are crying. We always hear someone say, go get a job! Or you just depend on others, go get a job. So Krishna wanted to do some, take up a job. But Yashoda was not in favor. She thought if you would go away into the forest, then maybe kind of 50-50. Half of the time he's going to be at the home, other half time in forest. No, this is too much. She could not imagine being away from her darling Yashoda Nandan or Nandalal.
No.
But Nanda Maharaj was, he was in favor. Let him go. He had no objection. So there was little differences of opinion in the family for some time. Nanda Maharaj in favor and Yashoda against Krishna's going into the forest. But Krishna also was very much in favor. The vote was two in favor, one against. Two in favor, one against. So the party that wanted to go, they won. And then Krishna was allowed to go into the forest. But not taking care of the cows, he was not big enough to take care of the cows. So he was given charge of the calf, cows. Not cows, but cows. So little ones, small baby cows were gathered, and Nanda and Yashoda, they trained Krishna and Balaram. As they were moving out of the town on the way to the forest, they gave a little crash course to Krishna and Balaram. How to handle calf, how to get them to stop, how to get them to turn around or sit down or whatever. But Yashoda did not want, because she was not in favor, but then reluctantly she had agreed that Krishna could go. So as they are now leaving, Nanda, Yashoda, there are some other coward men also have their children going with Krishna and Balaram. It's a small group of children and small group of cows there going into the forest. Yashoda giving all the instructions, hey! Boys, don't go deep into the forest, okay? He's always so much worried about deep, dark woods or forests and so many creatures there, ugly creatures. My son may be scared also. And come back soon. And Balaram, listen, take care of Krishna. Yes, Maya, I will do so. I promise. Promise is promise. So they would go, come back. And then the condition also was, okay, he could go into the forest, but he doesn't have to go every day. Some days he should stay behind. Only some days he could go. So the day off, some days would be off for his whole schedule. Monday, and Thursday and Sunday you go. And 4 days, you stay in Bihar. The whole schedule, you could go, some days you go, some days you have to stay behind. He doesn't like to stay, Krishna doesn't like to stay behind, but what to do? The mummy doesn't allow. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mummy doesn't allow Supreme Personality of Godhead to go into the forest. And the mummy or Yashoda is worried about Supreme Personality of Godhead getting. He may be tired, he may be scared, this may happen, that may happen. So, Vatsalya Bhava. And Krishna enjoys this. This is not against his will. He's relishing this relationship. He has become a son and he acts like a son. So, someday when he was not supposed to go into the forest, Krishna not supposed to go. So, Yashoda makes sure Krishna has stayed behind. He's indoor. He's making sure he's not out there with Balaram and other coward boys. She's making sure they have left with the cows and the coward boys. Balaram has gone and Krishna is behind. And she's happy that today he's going to be all day at home. And then she gets back into her some household duties. But she wants to make sure Krishna is around and he has not gone into the forest. From time to time she is making sure he's around. Hey! I'm here, mummy! I'm here! But then after some time there's no response. Hey! Lala! And there's no response and she looks outside through the window and she notices Krishna is running. Running where? Running towards the forest to catch up with other coward boys and the cows and Balaram. And then Yashoda runs after Krishna. And now Krishna has taken note that Yashoda is running after. He's running faster. And he's looking behind and he's running. And she's running faster. And by this time, all the coward boys and Balaram, they have taken note that Krishna is running and Yashoda is running after him. Hey, Krishna, run, 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 run! They are very happy. They are not happy to go without Krishna, but what to do? Yashoda doesn't permit him to go every day. So somehow Krishna thought, I'm going to escape. I'm going to run to the forest. But mother has taken note. But the boys are very happy that he's coming towards them. And they are encouraged, run, run, run faster, run faster. So Krishna is looking behind, running. So Krishna managed, before Yashoda cat caught hold of Krishna, Krishna had already reached his destination. His destination was Balaram. And he has grabbed Balaram and Yashoda has come and she's dragging Krishna. Balaram is pulling him from one other side and the big tug of war. Sometimes he's dragged back home, sometimes he's allowed to go with the friends. So this way, in Vrindavan, he's about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. No, not 8. 6, 7. 3 years and 4 months he's staying at this Chatikara, Shaktavar place. Yeah. So when he goes into the forest, he has a lot of time with the friends, to play with friends. And also the cows are getting time with Krishna. So the Vatsalya Ras at home. There's also Vatsalya Ras in the forest. Between Krishna and cows, he has Vatsalya. And with the friends, he has Sakhya Bhava. And then there were times that the cows were, only cows were going into the forest with Krishna, but cowherd men were bringing them into the forest. So cows were not very happy. They were not getting Krishna's company, association. So then all the cows, they held a conference or something. They all resolved that if he doesn't go into the forest with us, we will not go into the forest. Would have a hunger strike in front of Nanda Bhavan. So the coward men were trying to bring the cows into the forest, but they were not willing. Nothing doing. We will not go. If Krishna doesn't go with us, we will not go into the forest. We are ready to fast. Then, so by this time, Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami describes that when Krishna had grown up, was growing, so there was a little get-together, Ishta Gosti of elderly members of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda and others, and they resolved, yes, yes, we are going to promote Krishna. Now, from today onwards, he was Vatsapal so far, he was calf herd boy, but from today onwards he will be Gopal. And that was Ashtami, Gopastami. During Kartik, there was a festival called Gopastami. So that was the day, 5,000 years ago, Krishna was promoted and he became Gopal. And then the cows happily go into the forest with Krishna. And Krishna now, as he's grown up, he gets to spend an extra time in the forest with the cows. And then finally, residents of Vrindavan, they do their migration further, they travel, and then they make their residence on the top of Goa, the hill called, which is now known as Nandagram. So Krishna, so by now, here is Vatsalya Ras and Sakya Ras, kind of full-fledged. These two rasas were well-developed. And he was now growing, grown up, and then interacting with gopis and meeting and talking. And then Radharani, the residents of Raval, where Radharani had taken her birth, she was born in Raval. The residents of Raval also, they had traveled, they all vacated. And then they were staying in a place called Basanti, as residents of Gokul were staying in Shaktavart. Near Shaktavart is another place called Basanti, which is between Raal, place called Raal and Radhakund. There's a canal now near that, maybe 3-4 kilometers before Radhakund. As you go from Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram temple to Radhakund, 3-4 kilometers before you reach Radhakund is a place called Basanti. Small village, still there. Bhakti Ratnakar confirms that as residents of Raval, Vrishabhanu, Kirtida and other residents stayed there for some time. And then residents of that Basanti, they finally go to Barsana. And residents of Gokul, they end up in Nandagram. And now Krishna, he's now full-fledged, he's now Kishore. So if he's Kishore, then there has to be Kishori. And Kishore, they have met before when they were both children, the little babies. The meeting had taken place in Raval. You know that last time also. Radharani was born, but she was not opening her eyes closed. And then, oh, babies, a blind baby, they're all not very happy. Then Yashoda, Nanda Baba, they had come from Gokul for Radhastani celebration, Radha's appearance day celebration. And they were all going, all the elderly members were going. The Radharani was there in the cradle, and all blessing the child, praying for well-being of the child. So Krishna also had then gone. Everyone else was going, children, they like to imitate the elders. they are always very curious. So Krishna had gone there. He had managed to climb up, managed to stand and, not climb, but stand and look inside in the cradle. And his brother had realized, my Lord is here. Then she had immediately opened her eyes and she was drinking the beauty of Krishna's face. So that was the first ever meeting. And then now they are both grown up and Krishna stays in Nandagram, Radharani stays in Barsana. Sanket is in between, in the middle. That was a meeting point and decisions, they would make decisions where would the rasa dance take place, Sanket. And this way Krishna enters into yet another relationship, another ras mellow, is relishing in relationship with gopis and especially Radharani, and that is Madhurya Ras. So his life, Krishna's life, his pastimes, early childhood, they begin with Vatsalya Ras, then he has Sakhya Ras, now Madhurya Ras. Parakiya Bhave Jaha Vrajeta Pracha. And this Parakiya Bhava, Shangar Ras, this is the topmost. And this is practiced, is in practice in Vraj. There are few servants, Krishna has few servants in Vrindavan. Satasya Ras, they don't serve him so much in Vrindavan. He doesn't act like a Ishwar, like a boss, and then he has servants. Hey! Ordering. Hey! Servants have to run. Yes, sir. He doesn't like that. In Vrindavan, he doesn't like that relationship. So, mostly is Madhurya Ras and Sakhya Ras, Vatsalya Ras and Sakhya Ras. These are the mellows and moods Krishna relishes in Vrindavan. So, as he has now been brought over to Mathura by a krur, and he is in Vrindavan, he is in Mathura, and Mathura is ये मथुरा कंचन की नगरी. कृष्णा's realization is, oh, this town, Mathura, this is only business place. They only deal with chandi, sona, vyapar, so many transactions of that nature. Oh, Uddhav, mohi braja visarat nahi. Oh, Uddhava, I try, but I cannot forget Vrindavan. What to do? Uddhava, please tell me, what should I do? And he says, I used to play with the friends, birds chirping there, Yashoda. Of course, I have Devaki here, but when it's time for my meal, she makes a plate and says, okay, you eat. Yashoda never did that to me. She used to keep put me on her lap. Even if I tried to eat myself, she would take the spoon out of my hand and feed me with her own fingers. She used to do the spoon feeding or finger feeding. But Mother Devaki says, you're hungry? Okay, here's a plate. Eat. I'll see you later. Eat. Yashoda never did that to me. She would stop all her other very important businesses. Just feed me. Make sure I'm eating enough. She would feed me with her own hands. So that is why Mohi Braja Visarata Nahi. I cannot forget Vrindavan. Oh, without. So he's remembering this pastime, that pastime, that pastime, that pastime, that forest, that forest. Each time he says, I cannot forget Vrindavan, I cannot forget. How could I forget? So he's in Mathura, but his heart is, he lost his heart in Vrindavan. He has those t-shirts, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. So that was Krishna for sure. I'm not sure whether those who wear t-shirts, they lost their heart in Vrindavan, or they lost their heart in Ahmednagar. Now Krishna said, I lost my heart. Your home is where your heart is. Krishna's home is Vrindavan. As a matter of duty, he is staying in Mathura for a while, but his heart is in Vrindavan. He is counting his days. When you have good time, what happens? They say, time flies. Time flies when you have good times. Not so good time, then time stops. What is it? Broken voice. I'm not moving. One is not working. So, this is another chapter or another leaf or page that we get to study, get to know Krishna. We said Krishna is a subject or topic. We are students, so we get to know this is something more. Maybe not new, but then each time we hear becomes more solidified, or our knowledge is enhanced, or become more convinced of Krishna, different aspects of Krishna. So more tonic for us, so that we become stronger, spiritually strong, feeding our souls some more food for thought, and that they try to transcend this material realm, material world, material body, material consciousness, contaminated consciousness, try to purify that, replace some of the, or feed more chips in the brain with some spiritual thoughts, so that our head becomes full of Krishna. Head and heart full of Krishna. There is Krishna consciousness. Muni jana mana sahans. Muni jana mana sahans. Jayadeva Goswami says, devotee's mind acts like a swan. And a swan moves about in a lake. So devotee's mind, like a swan, moves in the lake of the consciousness. Krishna consciousness wanders. So many wrong things we have learned, we have been taught, and we thought they were all right things. But now maybe we are realizing that we were cheated, we were being tricked. So we have to do unlearning, and then learn right things, eternal truth. Realize that Krishna is eternal, avyayam, achyutam, advayam, achyutam, avyayam. If he is our target, if Krishna is our target, he has to be eternal, he has to be avyaya, something that never gets exhausted, that is never, it never comes to an end. He has to be someone who is forever, is there always eternally existing. That's why, what's the fun? You realize him after so much endeavor, you finally realize him, but then soon he finishes, he doesn't exist anymore. So Krishna is avyaya. This is one adjective, or even one name of Lord is avyaya. Vyaya means expense, and as you spend, you kind of becomes less and less and less. One day you may become bankrupt. You're left with nothing because you're spending and spending. But Krishna is avyaya, ajar amar. You get that point? I've been thinking last few days, or I read something, and something that we want to realize. He has to be eternal. He has to be always existing for all the time in the future. Otherwise, what's the fun? we realized him, we acquired him, but then soon he is like our bodies are. Our bodies are not going to exist forever. What do you think? Are you convinced about that? Or not sure, or what? As sure as death, they say. They say that for sure. Is anything sure? But death is sure. But his body will be finished. So what if that was the same case with the Lord's body, Lord's form, that he will be also finished one day? Why should we be trying to realize the person who is going to be no more? We will be with him for only some time and then he will be finished, he will be gone. Why would anyone try to realize such a person, such a personality of Godhead? So that is a difference between everyone else in this world and the Lord. Everyone else is dirt or earth, you are, you go back to the dirt, go back to the earth. The Bible says something like that. Earth you are, earth you become, something like that. Dirt you are, you dust, from dust you rise, to dust you return, something like that. We come from the dust. What is our body? It's a dust bin. And we put more dust, more dirt. The body comes from the dust, is made up of dust, dirt, and it goes back into the dust, goes back into the dirt, finished. Because more bodies are coming into existence, some are moving on, finished, but more are coming. And this way, this world, although temporary, it seems that it always exists. This is the 15th chapter, first verse. What does it say? Urdhvamulam madhashakam. How does it end? Yes, of prahur avyayam. Again, word is there, avyayam. How kya hai? Nirnam siyasya paranani. That's the next verse, or same. First verse. So Lord is avyay. There's a commentary there by Sridhar Swami that although this world is temporary, it appears, it always exists. I mean, always doesn't mean at the time of pralaya it ends, but normally we think everything is moving. So many people are dying, but things just move on, things just go on. The buses are moving, everything is going on. Terrorists are coming, killing people, everything moves on. Things are forgotten. It's obvious, the world is like always on, always temporary. So Lord is Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam, Ajar Amar Avyay. And He is our target, He is our goal. Our body will end and we want to end up with Krishna, or our search for Him will not come to an end. Just in case we have not found Him fully, realized Him 100%, then we continue search. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan, until we become jnanavan and we have jnan. How much jnan? Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all, that jnan. So that kind of determination, utsahad nishayat dhairya dhairya. So what if you don't find Krishna in this life, you'll give it up? Forget Him. I will find something else now. That's not the case. Aspiring devotee would continue. Mama janmani janmani shvai. Continue serving. Okay, I'm sure you have a lot of duties to perform. So we'll let you go. For lunch also, right? You're hungry and angry. So thank you.